Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and it's Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., and I'm doing a show on manifesting and creating things in your life. You know, I think, let me back up a little bit. I got this message to do it on how to access that power within each and every one of us, and because I think that when we are able to do that and to access and to use it in our daily lives, that's when miracles happen, right? And I was talking to someone yesterday, and he says, Tree, I don't even know what you're talking about. How do I find God? I call that higher power God. You may call it a higher part of yourself, which is also a part of God, I believe, because I don't even know what you're talking about. And I said, well, I go, how do we access it? And I said, first of all, you got to have a lot of self-love, you know. And he's an addict, and you know, and he's a recovering one. And he says, you have to have self-love. I said, we never know our greatness that we have access to until we learn to love ourselves. And a lot of times we say, yes, I love myself, but we're using it more as a noun, I love myself, than a verb. And so loving yourself means being active about it, loving yourself in an active way, okay? I love myself. And how do you do that? You really have to show yourself and respect yourself, okay? And by the way, guys, if you lose me, it is storming terrible here. And so I apologize if I'm not coming through clear or whatever. Using a verb, I love myself. And I, you know, and how do I do this? I take care of myself. How do I take care of myself? I meditate and I pray, which is also a part of accessing that power within us, right? So using the verb loving yourself, you know, and loving others because you know how to love yourself first, and believing in yourself and really appreciating who you are. Remember this, you cannot love something that you don't appreciate first, because then you just don't know what it is. You know what I mean? And we can say the words, I love you, or I love all people, but really learning to come from that place of appreciating yourself, appreciating people, and then you can love them, okay, and love yourself too. So you have to appreciate yourself. You have to appreciate, and when you do that, then you're able to access that force within you that is connected to all that is. And, you know, loving yourself means, or loving another person, but start with yourself. Love is a force, and it means loving without judgment, things that you've done in the past, things that you do today, right now, or things that you're going to do in the future that may not be the best for you, okay? What does that look like? Well, you know what that means. That means, you know, getting mad at someone, cursing how you drive, saying you're a big dumbass, you can't drive worth a, you know, I say that to myself sometimes, and I'm not doing that now, but loving yourself without judgment means loving yourself unconditionally. You know, and if you've made mistakes, you just say, hey, God, I love myself so much, and I want to forgive myself for, and then make a list of things you want to forgive yourself for. Start with that day. You know, the rest will come. And if I've done that in the past, I want to forgive myself for this. Or I know I've done this in the past, I'm going to forgive myself. So love yourself like a verb, okay? You know, action. And then also, and that's really key, because when you're doing that, you're able to access that part of you that loves unconditionally. And that's how God loves us, okay? And when we love ourselves unconditionally without judgment, then we forgive ourselves from the past. You can say, hey, God, higher self, I forgive myself for what I've done in the past. I want to serve myself with joy and love, and then therefore I can serve humanity. And so I hope that makes sense. I'm giving you some stuff really, you know, really brief, but it'll get you started. I know it's got myself started too as well. And then you can say, with loving yourself comes believing in yourself. And you guys, that's the hardest thing, right? Because we grow up with this, you know, things from our society, our parents, our family, you know, school or whatever, that says we are not enough sometimes. You ever felt like that you're not enough? But you are. And when you go back to that prayer you just said, I love myself unconditionally, I love myself without judgment, and I forgive myself for whatever I've done and move past it, okay? And so that's little bit there, and then you start to appreciate who you really are, right? The good things about yourself, right? You can not get angry at things that made you angry before, or you're super happy and just, you know, or balanced, you know what I mean? That who you are that day, you're good about doing the best you can in the gym, or thinking, gosh, I didn't do it good enough, or I'm not as good as XYZ person, or because you're loving yourself without judgment. And that's the way God, that part of us that is God, loves us. And just say, hey, I want to love myself without judgment. And I've said this a few times because people log on, those who are logging in now or logging on later, please keep that in mind. I love myself without judgment. I love myself the same. And I don't stop loving me. I don't stop loving that person. Because when you don't stop loving you and you love you without judgment or without being angry at yourself, or, you know, then you, that love is unconditional, and it is, it's just there, and you can use it, and it's part of you, and you're that great love for yourself. Verb, not, you know, because, right, we are. But when we figure out how to access that part of us that is truly connected to God, to our higher power, to our higher self, to angels, whatever you believe in, Buddha, then you can make some real changes. And then you start appreciating who you really are, okay? And the only way that you can love something is to truly, or somebody, is to truly appreciate them. And it starts with yourself first, right? The other thing that I think is a great, and this will help you love yourself, is prayer and meditation. That is the medium for miracles, right? And how? You probably are saying, well, prayer is when you're asking, and meditation is when you're listening. You know, they've done studies. I just want to share this with you. They've done studies on meditation, and people that meditate daily or have a meditational practice they spend less on healthcare. Did you know that? Isn't that cool? Because they're accessing that higher part of them, and they believe that higher part of them, or their higher angels, or their higher is there for them to get answers, that higher awareness, right? And prayer is after, I said, and meditation is listening. So when you pray, this is important. And remember, when listening, or giving yourself, you know, somebody asked me, the breaking up a little bit. It was today. He asked me, well, what's the worst thing you've ever done, right? And I'm like, out of everything that you've done. And I said, well, okay, the worst thing I've ever done was I told my best friend, his boyfriend, that she was cheating on him. And I don't think that was my place to do. And then I go, you know what? The worst thing I've ever done is not love myself conditionally, you know? And it's been so hard on myself. Others up, if I don't do it for myself first, it's an aha moment for me. I mean, you know, when I just write then you can ask, I said, you can listen and get answers, right? And when you pray, you're asking for a problem or a situation or a challenge to be solved. And what I always do is, you know, say, Holy Spirit, angels, God, higher part of myself, Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, all the masters. I think we're all the masters in training, right? Don't you? Thank you for helping. I would say thank you, because when you have the attitude of gratitude, or gratitude for your life, whatever you're created to be, then that helps you. Okay. Okay, so I apologize about that. So as I said, we're in a really bad storm down here. And but what I want to share with you is that, you know, loving yourself without limits, therefore you can love others too as well. And how do you do that is just have appreciation for things about yourself, okay, you know, that you really enjoy. Because you can't love someone or something without appreciating it first, right? I love ice cream, but I appreciate it too, right? I love my family, my dad, my, you know, my daughter, my dogs, because I appreciate them and the joy that they bring me. I love myself because I appreciate who I am and the changes that I've made in my life and the joy that I have just waking up in the morning and experiencing myself as a soul. So I gave you a couple examples. I hope this show comes out. I apologize. I'm not sure how long I was off the air. But remember, love is a verb, not a noun. So love yourself with action. And if you have anything that you are angry about yourself, just say, hey, I'm going to forgive myself for whatever it is. And, you know, maybe it's for not loving yourself enough, for not for being mean to a person or for being mean to yourself. And I forgive myself for all these things, and I choose to love myself with love, joy, happiness, you know, and thank you for that. Having gratitude. Gratitude is super important because when you're grateful for things in your life and you're grateful for things that you've created, like your job, okay, or your children, or your mates, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, then you can start really having gratitude about who you are as a soul, as a spiritual being having a human experience, and that's when you access that higher power, and that's when you ride that wave, that power of intention, you know what I mean, or that energy force of love, or that energy force of power, because true power comes from love. And then when you you have prayer, you're asking, so, and you do that with gratitude, thank you God, thank you angels for bringing me whatever it is that they're bringing you, love, mate, health, job, career. And so I hope that makes sense to you guys. Anyway, take care. I'm going to get off the phone because it's raining like crazy and thundering. And you guys have a great now. And we will see you on Thursday night with Victoria. She's amazing. And then please go back and listen to, because you can access our shows 24/7, 365 by downloading our, you know, web link. You can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and do that. Or you can Tree Abbott at on Facebook. I'm actually, they list me in Miami, but it doesn't really matter. Just Tree Abbott in Miami, Florida. I actually live in Fort Lauderdale. It doesn't really matter, as I said. Or angelcoaches.org, and download our free angel guide so you can know who to ask for guidance for any area in your life, prosperity and love, career, business. So those things are there for you too as well. It's a free gift when you register for our newsletter. And as I said, Donna Howard, our expert aromatherapist, has done some great stuff. And she's doing something, what oils to use for the second, third chakra and what they do. And when you've got your chakras working in alignment, then there's nothing you can't do. And then also, and what essential oils are for your house and to make it the best possible place ever. And then you also have Michael, who's doing a show on live entertainment. He's got celebrity gossip. And I love that because, you know what, I know Michael's going to keep it clean, and he does. And so you get some cool stuff on music artists up and coming. He's got a new magazine he launched, and it's pure entertainment, but it's got a lot of cool stuff in it. And as I said, Michael is an amazing soul that gives back to a lot of different organizations. I appreciate who he is. And he's now part of our Angel Coaches show team. So, anyway, you guys have a great now, and as I said, Victoria will be speaking tomorrow night, and Di put a book, put a show out a couple of days ago about how to get your book in the media, okay, and have massive media attention. Look what ours is doing, and so if we can do it, so can you. All right, everybody, good luck with that creative genius. I hope I helped you guys access it with, you know, some certain things I've given you tonight. And I was, that's not for me, that's from your angels, your higher power. So good luck with that. Take care. And we will talk to you on Thursday at 8 p.m. East Coast time with Victoria doing, I'm not sure what she's doing it on, but she's doing some great things. So last week it was Akashic Records and Soul Traveling. How cool is that? Anyway, you guys have a great now. We'll speak soon.